inside. That's on the inside. It's got skin on the outside. I think penguins have skin with a little bit of hair.
I'd like my skin to be on the inside.
What does that even mean? You have skin.
No, I said skin on the outside. The blubber's on the inside.
Where's your skin?
My skin. Where is my skin?
Where's your skin? I think you left it at... Oh, my God. Oh my God. That was, like, really intense. I was like, holy fuck, man.
Real skin over metal endoskeleton.
You, like, really started grabbing at that.
Living flesh over mendo endoskeleton.
Bio.
Biocock.
Autozone.
Bio.
Biocock.
No, flat.
You went flat.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Chuckle Sandwich, but things are a little different today.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of Chuckle Week 2.0. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We're here in a new, different little studio. This is actually the third episode that we're filming this week, but we've got a lot of cool guests coming up, and we thought that we would do just an episode with the three boys, just to start it out so you understand what's going on. We've got the three cameras.
Can I see that?
Schlatt looking like, you know, we've got Mr. Cabbage Patch Kid right here. Look, he's looking like a Cabbage Patch Kid. And man,
I don't look like
and
a
man,
Cabbage
do you
Patch
look,
Kid.
Hey,
I look like someone from Avatar.
Hey,
I look
hold on,
sick.
Hold on. But you, hey, you look cute, though.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. That's how you went over.
Sour sweet and gone.
Yeah.
Which stage
sour
are
patch
you at?
Kid, not a cabbage patch.
Are you
kid.
On sour or sweet, or are
I'm
you
on,
gone?
I'm on gone.
Oh, you're on gone.
Well, like, no, I'm sweet right now, but okay. in about an hour's
you're,
time,
you're
I'm
gonna
be gone.
Gone.
It's like 90% of the process is sour. He'll be sweet for like maybe just like a moment of like a pinch of a smile,
that's
and then
you
he's gone.
You gotta get him when he's sweet before he's gone.
That's the sweet spot. That's why they call it that, because it doesn't last too long, and then it's gone.
Speaking of which, did you just rip ass, dude?
I didn't,
like
what
it.
Are you talking
what
about?
The fuck? Did
that
you
was
that?
You were the
that?
One who adjusted.
Did you hear
I hadn't even
huge
been moving.
Fucking fart out of there.
Because you listen, keep eating McDonald's,
Jesus
you're eating
Christ.
Chicken.
We're on a chuckle man. Sandwich set. We've got the booth. You guys know you sat in a diner before, right? It's not the most impossible thing to grasp in the world. When you adjust a
oh
little,
my God.
You make a little
again. Serious, stop.
You
oh
make
God.
A little
God.
Noise
serious.
When you adjust on the
holy
booth.
Holy
serious
fuck.
Bowel movement.
I'm ripping
going
ass
on.
Right now. I don't rip ass.
Oh, you're ripping a
oh,
lot.
Oh, you
of
don't
ass.
Rip ass.
No, I'm like
you
a
have
girl.
A
what?
What? You know that?
You don't
know
the girl. You don't know the girl's
no.
poop. You don't know the girl's fart.
Girls poop.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm a prophet, and I'm going to teach you guys something new today. Turns out,
okay.
And this is a big, big deal on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast. I'm going to let all the men listeners to the podcast know right now.
Hey, shitters.
Hey. Hey, shitters and cummers.
Listen to what he's got to say.
Listen up, shitters
and
cummers. This is a big deal, all right? Women, they poop. And I know that's going to shock you. Guys, a little bit. Charlie, ooh. You seem to be grappling ooh. With the thing.
I'm stewing.
Right, now
just so
I
you
hate
know,
them.
Now you hate them because they
because
poop.
Because they shit
yes.
like you.
What did you think happened before? Do you think that they just like used up all of the waste
I
within
thought they
them
were, like,
and
plants.
Then? Yeah.
Yeah, plants.
A
like
little
you
bit
water
of
chlorophyll.
Them
a little bit.
You look like a little bit of a plant right now.
He does.
You look like I could buy you in a little package from Crazy Dave and plant you in my backyard.
Audio listeners, love you to death. Schlatt's got like a fucking sprout coming out of his head
yeah,
right now.
So here's
made of hair.
Here's what I've been up to.
They probably
I've been
can't
to...
hear you over Schlatt ripping ass again. Sorry, audio
I'm not
listeners.
Ripping ass. First of all, I'm not ripping ass. Second of all, I'm a man, a big man. Third of all, I'm growing my hair out again, and it's a little too short. To tie it well, and I can't get the loop back in the hairband.
No,
so
I like
I
your
to,
little. It's a little
I have
shrub
to look
up
like
there.
A fucking sapling.
It's a little nest.
I have to look like something out of your fucking slime story bullshit. Sorry.
I like my slime story. You
I
do
like
look,
it too. I
like
it too.
It.
I'm just
to
saying.
Turn
I want
to
look
yeah.
like it.
Why do you have to turn that into a dig into his merch?
No, I didn't. I'm telling.
No, it's fine. At least they don't have their balls out all the time.
Yeah, seriously.
I just drink.
You just drank from a box. What the hell is your problem,
I've been
man?
Drinking boxed
what kind
water.
Of sludge is in there? Because you keep ripping ass on this set.
Well, listen.
It seriously is like a low drone under everything we're saying. I constantly hear just
He just fills it with protein
powder.
What is
in that thing, man? What kind of fucking probiotics are keeping your system juicing in there?
Well, let me tell you. First of all, we had this debate a couple days ago. Actually, it was actually yesterday over a nice, delicious breakfast, Charlie. You got a bunch of fucking vegetables, by the way. You usually go into like a diner and you get
Star Wars.
Oh, well,
food.
You saw green on my Ted Foley. I got like peppers.
Eating.
It was like literally peppers and onions.
We went to a beautiful
diner.
And
he was like, "What are you eating over there? Star Wars food?" He's like shoving fucking beans into
fucking
his mouth.
Sounds like
food,
I'm 55 when you put it that way.
And you're like eating your sludge. Like is what you were doing.
Okay. When you go to a diner, you get something unhealthy. That's what you get at diners. You get pancakes. You get the Belgian waffle. You get the
chorizo con huevos.
Chorizo con huevos.
The chilaquiles.
This is quite an aggressive statement coming from a sprout. All I've got to say.
Oh, blow it up your
a little bit
blow
of a
it, blow it,
blow
listen,
it.
Listen to me when I tell you, you do not go to a diner and get fucking greens. You don't know. You not
it
get
wasn't,
vegetables.
Okay, but it wasn't
you
a salad.
Get something,
it
you
was not a salad.
Maple syrup
it
over
was not
Jemima,
a salad.
Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima.
You got to give him a break here, though, because he's from...
Weston Curry was there, and he got a salad.
He got...
I did not get a salad.
He's from, you know, he's from Virginia, and...
We all are, Ted.
But he's from Virginia, tip of the womb, and...
Tip of the womb? What the
and
hell?
You got to understand that in the South, they eat collard greens.
Literally Northern Virginia.
He's from the South, Schlatt. He eats lots. Greens. He eats collard greens all the time. That's what he has with his barbecue and his sweet tea.
Do you think I graze?
Yeah, he goes out into his porch. He drinks his sweet tea and he suckles
and
on some collard greens. Yeah,
out of my southern field.
Have you ever had collard greens before?
I don't actually know what makes a green collard. I've seen collard greens like on menus.
On an option,
but I've always
never
been like,
get
is
them.
That just a salad? But like,
no,
dressed for church. I don't know.
They're not good. They very much so are not good.
What collars them?
Sorry, I'm ripping out a tissue right now.
No,
so
it's
I
okay.
Apologize.
I assume it's for your fucking ass.
It's for my nose.
For your what?
For my nose.
Oh,
I'm a bit runny and a bit stuffy.
It's probably.
Oh, you could probably clear that up with a little.
Well, I could. Been keeping this stick with me, gentlemen. Listen real close. See that? A lot of phlegm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now listen. When we first got here, Schlatt was stamping his feet, like little baby boy, and he was like, "We gotta go to the grocery store. I need my boom boom."
He kept saying that. He kept saying, you kept looking at me and you were like, I need my boom boom.
Yeah,
you're going to like boom boom.
Akin to a child requesting its binky, he was looking for his boom boom and he really wanted it. Turns out it's literally just like one of those Vic sticks that you can smell. It's got menthol in it.
Yeah. It's just a minty, nice, pleasurable scent. And I can quit whenever I want. I just feel shitty when I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I just feel shitty when I'm not doing it. And if I go cold turkey,
I start getting mad at people.
I start getting mad at people.
And I know they have it, but they won't give it to me.
I start sweating. My legs don't work, and I'm not supposed to drive.
I'm not supposed to drive anyways. I still do it.
Out. Yeah.
Killed a family of three on the way over here.
I know you did. I know you did. Jeez.
The cops won't know, though. They got bigger fish to fry.
Like what? What did you do? What did you do?
Let me tell you what I did, Charlie. I rent a nice little Tesla every week. Yeah. Every week we come out here in Los Angeles. I come out here and I get a Tesla.
Every week you come out.
Every week I come.
And then what do you do?
And then I drive on the 405. And then whoever cuts me off first, it's a little race. It's a little relay race. Whoever cuts me off first or angers me on the road, and I'm a very easily angered person.
What
does
a relay race in a car look like?
I learned to drive in New York City. That is not a place where you want to learn to drive. Let me tell you, it brings out the worst in you when you get on the road. You're just white knuckle thinking about who's going to wrong you next.
It's dangerous when you got the Tesla, you got the sensors, you got the lasers.
Oh, but not only that, but you have instant torque. You press that gas pedal down, that car's going to go, and oh my God, it's not going to stop. And so whenever someone cuts me off, the first person that cuts me off,
they get torqued.
I give a little smile, and then I torque them. I fucking...
What are you, like, you're about to spit.
Don't spit. Don't spit.
Spit.
I torque them. So...
You torqued this family of three, didn't you?
I did torque a family of three on the road.
You torqued that before that kid even had a chance. Yeah, you torqued them.
On Friday night, I torqued this entire family. We have their frame up right now.
You go out torquing every single week, you said.
Yeah, so I rammed the back I ran my Model Y Tesla into the back of their...
we get a shot of this kid?
Yeah.
His teacher asked him in kindergarten what he wanted to be when he grew up, I doubt he said torqued.
He didn't. He definitely didn't.
Ms. Johnson, I want to be torqued.
Yep. I'm just not impressed, though.
What, you think I could have done better?
You think you torqued
me? Yeah, I think you could have done better, dude.
Come on,
who
man.
Do you think you're even talking to, man? I mean, invented the knee breaker burger. It's okay. Covered in barbed wire.
Listen,
all right.
If you take that, you can't even go fast enough to kill a family on the road in that dinky little piece of shit pickup truck.
Oh my god! That do you
it's
understand?
Got a hole in it.
Do you understand?
It's got a hole
they'd
in
probably
the floor.
Be able to
you understand
right through
how
into your truck?
I've been rear-ended multiple times in that truck, and the other car was totaled every single time.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? Back up into him?
Oh, so you're not even a torquer. You're just
not even a torquer.
You're just the torquer.
I put that thing into four-wheel drive when all the cars are sliding around the road, and I just push through. You ever seen those videos of the people who mod GTA 5, and they take one of those 18-wheelers, and they put a ramp on it, and then they just drive through traffic? That's me on a normal Saturday, Schlatt. So if you're telling me we should be impressed that you're going and running over a family of six or whatever.
I know it's real fun to go 30 in a fucking Toyota Tacoma. I know that's the top speed of the vehicle.
What's your number one amount of shins broken in on a daily basis? That's what I want to know.
I don't care about shins.
Really?
I care about souls, bro.
you care about people's souls like the hearts and minds?
Taking them, that is.
Taking them.
Taking their souls.
Listen, yeah, you can break shins, but you could also, like, break entire families.
It's
okay,
called,
yeah.
It's called supercharging. Where do you think the energy comes from?
The energy comes from the pain and screams heard around the world. Now, riddle me this. You go into a heavily, densely populated area. You get yourself one of those metal aluminum baseball bats, and you start driving, get it, you know, around a 60. You get towards the sidewalk. You pull, hang out the window, or have a, you know, one of your homies hang out the window, and you just go for a shin combo. You get like 50,
ooh,
60.
What's your highest shin combo right now?
Oh, at least 102.
102.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh my God. Do you know how many people? It was the record in the local hospital for amount of shins needing to get fixed that day, and not all of them got fixed. Some people left that hospital shinless.
Damn.
You know what it's like to live shinless?
No.
You have to work on your calf muscles so hard that they can support your legs without the need for a shin bone.
Squid Game.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I just said, I didn't understand it.
I just pictured if you've got like this little muscle going on and you've got no bones.
Oh, Squid Game. Squid Game.
Made sense
right.
to me.
Yeah.
I just pictured this guy walking out of the hospital. He's Octodad, sloshing around.
Well, no, here's what
like
you
Harry
do
Potter tell. when he got his
that
bones gotten ripped.
That fucked me up when I saw that as a kid.
Yeah,
that like really fucked me up. Yeah, it wasn't the part where it broke, but it was the part where it like, you know, like flopped. It like
what
flops back up.
Yeah.
I never watched Harry Potter.
So Harry Potter, he goes after the Golden Snitch, which if you get it in the game, you win. So it's like,
loser. I'd go
it's
after
like
that
golden
bitch.
Ball. Nice, man.
Dude, that was sick.
Put the camera on this guy.
Yeah, get a little view on him.
Make the face you make when you go after the golden bitch.
That's just worrying.
That's good. So he goes after the golden snitch, and I think he gets like hit with a fucking quibble or a squirty or whatever those big fucking
grimbo.
Balls. He gets hit by a grimbo. He goes down.
Not
poor
to be
guy.
Confused with a little grimbly.
No, you gotta watch out for those, though.
Yeah. He goes for the grimbo.
He goes down. He breaks his arm, and then like they all rush over, and he's like, "Oh my god, my arm broke!" And they're in like a magic world.
Oh my god, I'm Harry Potter. My arm broke.
I'm Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, my bone don't work.
I got a tattoo. My arm broke.
And this guy rushes up, and he's like, "Don't worry, I'll fix you." And he's like, "Fucking."
I don't like the pause.
What do you mean? Which part?
Don't worry, I'll fix you.
Don't worry, I'll Harry Potter.
And then he
I'll fix you right up. Pulls out his wand, and he points at his arm. Well, I don't know what he says.
I don't know.
He's Wingardium Leviosa.
No, he doesn't Wingardium Leviosa.
Nice, dude. Okay, well, the one thing you know about Harry Potter. Your brain is full of ants.
Fuck you.
All right.
He goes fucking bonus gronus, and then his bone.
Bonus gronus.
He goes
bonus gronus.
Bonus gronus, and Harry Potter's arm doesn't stay broken, but it gets flaccid.
It's also the unknown brother of the Jonas
flaccid.
Brothers.
So it's like, you know, when you take that pencil and you're like wobbling it around.
Yeah,
it's like that, but with his arm. So it's like it's Squid Game all over again.
Squid Game, man. It always comes back to Gi-hun.
Always comes back to Squid
Game.
Yeah,
but here's what you do: you get a little drill, and you drill into the side of the Toyota Tacoma. And you put a tarp over the bed, and then you have one of your buddies in there
hole?
Lay in the bed of the truck with a shotgun pointed out, and then you drive past people.
That's just a drive-by shooting.
Yes, it is, and it was actually the method that a bunch of serial killers used back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why did that work better back in the day? No license plates?
Because nobody knew where the gunshot came from?
Because everyone was like, well, what the hell?
How'd they do that? That was just a car.
They shot...
How did that car shoot?
People out of the hole. There was a gun in the hole of the bed.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
How did they get caught? How did people find out?
I really don't know.
You can't bring this up without having to know all the information behind it, because now I'm curious.
Let me do some research. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. All right. Charlie, let me ask you this.
Okay. Please do. Now.
Yeah.
Ask me right now.
I'll ask you right now this
please
question.
Do. Yes. Which is coming.
If I were to just shove a bunch of tomatoes into your mouth, how many do you think you could fit in there before you start screaming?
What kind of tomato?
Heirloom.
What the fuck? Why would you pick heirloom? I don't know what an heirloom. How big is it?
You don't know what an heirloom tomato is?
Wait, like
Borf, isn't that the most common kind of tomato?
No, I know like a grape tomato or like a vine tomato. What is a regular tomato called?
Borf. Why?
Because it's shaped really crazy. Like, those are usually the ones that are like, oh, it's like an heirloom, so it looks like it's got a disease.
Oh, it's like, do they look like a weird, like, gourd kind of thing? Yeah. Is that? Yeah.
Maybe I chose the wrong type of tomato.
That's like the least tomato.
Fine.
Tomato.
We'll do it like Chubby Bunny, little tiny cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that I could probably get, like, nine.
Nine?
It feels low, but it feels realistic. I'm just going to be honest.
What are you talking about?
I'm asking him how many cherry tomatoes I can shove in his mouth before he starts screaming.
Screaming, yeah.
Before he starts screaming.
Oh, screaming?
Yeah.
11.
Oh, 11? Like, you can fit reasonably nine, but once you put two more, you're going to start screaming for your life?
Well, here's the thing with tomatoes is, like, does it not count anymore once they squimsh together? Or is it like...
Well, yeah, I mean, they will squimsh together.
Or
I'm counting on that.
So they don't squimsh. Or if they squimsh, like...
Well, I'm counting on that, because then it's like, at a certain point, there's going to be so much squimshing going on that, like, you're going to start drowning on the tomato juice.
9, floor, 11, ceiling.
What?
14 with squimsh. Oh,
thank God.
14 tomatoes with squimsh.
Okay. So we actually have some, I'm joking.
We literally don't.
We don't
if we
have
did,
cherry
I
tomatoes.
I would do that, though.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Until you started drowning on tomato juice?
I started fucking screaming. Yeah, it started, they squimshed.
Okay. Schlatt. Do you have the information on that?
No, I looked it up. I just saw a bunch of local cases of drive-by shootings.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I guarantee you, or maybe if it didn't happen, it could happen. Viewers.
So this could be just an entirely
this
fiction.
Cool.
This could just be an idea.
This is the
this
new
could just
meta.
Be you thinking about something and then, like...
Could just be an idea for all the shitters out there.
Yeah, all the motherfuckers who are listening to a podcast. A lot of potential listeners to our podcast. I think that we've established like a pretty solid serial killer audience at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if we did.
I feel like serial killers have recommended like episodes to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh shit, this guy's got a really good idea.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We have enough toxic
r/chuckle_serial_killers_only.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a little members only thing.
Have you guys looked at the r/chuckle_sandwich subreddit?
No.
I do occasionally.
I didn't make it. Somebody.
There's a lot of chulking out.
There is a lot of
you ask in. A lot of people for like me on a really big muscular body. Like that's been like a multiple episode thing.
I've done it twice, and well, I just it's just kind of a fun thing to do.
You're already on a very muscular
thank
body.
You,
come on,
man.
Charlie
you're
definitely has
toned.
The most muscle mass of
know,
the Chuckle Sandwich podcast.
Under my little slime story shirt, my slime.
Oh, Slime National Park, very nice shirt, by the way.
You like that bear?
Yeah, I do like
speaking
that bear.
Of shitters, you said earlier this looks like the bear in Castle Crashers that.
Well, I said
shits.
That.
Well,
yeah.
Ted said that.
Yeah,
I said that.
A big, yeah, the big, big.
Yeah, the big. So the bear in Castle Crashers, when he hears the thumping, the stomping, and then he just starts shitting himself.
Yeah.
Much like Schlatt has been basically shitting himself on this
episode.
You dirty, dirty boy. You dirty, dirty boy.
This doesn't make any sense.
You yucky, schmucky little boy.
Such a just a joke that isn't funny.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're gonna feel self-conscious about our shitting, so we're gonna start putting people down. All right. We're the ones who are allowed to put you down.
You could at least stop shitting while we're telling you about this. You could at least
I'm not shitting right now.
And he's also not
Are you shitting me?
No.
Don't answer. I know you are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, just doing it. What's in the box, man?
I'm not telling you what's in the fucking
box. Tell me
box.
What's in the box.
No, no.
Every time we start
it's
talking
not
about
water.
Shit, you start getting in there. It's not water.
I think the reason why he's been shitting so much is because I saw him, he was scooping some, like, just pure protein powder in there. And, like, the kind that makes you, like, make your farts like a rancid
dumpster. I gotta get a workout.
Dumpster.
I gotta get a workout.
What's gonna happen if you don't?
It all comes out the other end. Oh, man. If the muscles can't use it.
The ass.
Then you can't.
Ass.
Then the ass uses it.
So, I didn't actually have anything to say. I don't know why
no,
I did that.
No, that's okay. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's fine. Let me.
No, that was so cool.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. No, it's
you
good.
Know, it was
Let
really
me,
good.
And I can circle back around.
Yeah. Okay. This time around we do have
Let me stop
a
you
new.
Right there.
We. Oh, I have something to say this time though.
Well, hold on. We'll.
We have a different Airbnb this time around.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You really wanted to get him started.
I did. Well,
you really wanted to cut that bit short and
get
him started
again,
on
huh?
this.
Well, get me started.
And he definitely talks about it on one of the other episodes that we got. But I remember the last time we did a Chuckle Week, one of the biggest things for Schlatt was that he was having a very, very hard time.
He hated it. And now he's finally happy with this one and has had no complaints. And there it is.
Which is actually Charlie telling you a complete lie because he... has had complaints, even though I was like, my whole focus for the struggle was like, how do I keep this baby man happy in the living space?
Mistake.
Well, because I know that you were going to be fine because you're an adaptable human
do
being.
Do I need to be more of a problem?
No,
you?
You're an adjusted human. You're an adjusted adult. Mm. Whereas, you know, here we've got Mr. Give me my baby bottle pop. I need to be sucking on that. I need to be sucking on something. I need to be sucking on a nipple 24/7. That's what you're
I
like.
I don't need to be sucking on nipples.
You need a nipple
why
and
do I
mouth.
I see you suckling.
Because
then why do we have a teat offset?
He's got a teat right here. He's been sucking on this. What do you think's
it's
in there?
A teat.
It's fucking mommy milk.
You really think so?
Yeah. it's
this is disgusting. Let me tell you something, all right?
Yeah.
We got a really shitty Airbnb.
No.
Hey. I tend not to. I whenever it comes
you tend
to
not
like
to what?
Whenever it comes to like a brand, like whatever this brand is, Mountain Valley Spring Water. Okay. I wouldn't normally shit talk a brand because of potential. Like, what if they want to sponsor us next time?
Yeah.
Airbnb, I'm burning this bridge right fucking now. What a terrible service, full of terrible people who run every single fucking house in this entire shithole city. We're going on Vrbo or some other fucking
VRBO.
Oh, so Vrbo's fine.
What's well, maybe it is because I swear to God, every time we get a fucking Airbnb in this city, it's shit.
So
the first week we did in this shithole of a city, Ted. We walked in and the house.
We
were like, "This is a nice house.
Like
this is a nice house, you know. It's
burn.
Got a lot of square footage. The pictures look nice." Well, guess what? We walked in and the wall was it was a large space with everything was like bite size. It was fucking Toy Story furniture.
Are we talking about last time?
So yeah, we're talking about last time.
Oh,
it wasn't
I thought
a big
we was...
house. No, it wasn't a big house. It was a regular house with really small appliances.
Okay, we're
like
talking about
everything.
Last time
dude,
right now.
Everything.
Yeah. Let's clarify.
And the houses are
moving on,
dude. You can go on Etsy.com or Wayfair.com and scroll past all the child trafficking lockers that they're selling for 10 grand with Delilah as the name or Aaliyah or one of those fucking things. You go there and you search fucking couch, sectional couch on Etsy. And you find, and literally the first one that pops up, that is the one that will always be in the fucking living room. And it slides apart at the slightest fucking movement. And it's too small. And oh, you lean back, oh, it fucking breaks.
Do you really want to furnish an Airbnb that you know you're going to have rats put a nice
couch
in?
The couch broke last time. You remember this. The back of the couch fell off as one of us leaned back onto it.
Yeah.
The art on the wall was literally 5-inch by 5-inch canvas prints of the most generic shit ever.
Yeah, it's like a dog and like a beach.
But did you really want to
the coffee
really
table
to appreciate it?
Charlie, the coffee table of this whole place Literally, I searched coffee table on Etsy. It was the second one. It was the second one that came up.
I feel like it was a bad thing. Again, it was tiny.
It was shit. It was terrible. Yeah. I have a lot of Etsy stuff
you
in my house. I don't buy furniture off of Etsy.
Well, no, because you have to live there. It. If you had people coming in, you wouldn't let them sit on all your nice furniture.
Oh, so you have to make you have to give a shitty experience and get a one-star review from me.
It's
a shitty experience. It's a shitty experience. So we go to this new house,
which is nice.
Which is a beautiful. The house itself. Beautiful, beautiful house. It's in the Hollywood Hills. It's so much money. It's so much money.
So it was the cheaper option of, what we chose was, it was a balance between trying to save money, but also making Schlatt a little bit happier this time around.
In the Hollywood Hills, let me tell you, it is an expensive place that we rented. And we walk in and oh my God, the fucking couch is small. It's the same couch as the other one. The coffee table
is the same one. It's almost the
The floor lamp goes up to like waist height. I feel like I am fucking Buzz Lightyear in a big house with small. Let me tell you something. The appliances of this house. Oh, that feels good. The appliances of this house.
That's helping him.
Everything the house was built in the house, like the sink and the cabinets and the bath, and like everything is nice.
Mm-hmm. It's got a pool table. It's got a ping pong table. It's got a fire pit.
But every freestanding piece.
It's got an incredible view.
Every freestanding piece of furniture in this house is just trash. It is. Undeniably,
dining table is pretty good.
Well, the dining table, I'm assuming, was left by the actual house.
What, was someone evacuating from the place?
I'm telling you, the dining table is the only good piece of furniture in there. The rest of it is all Etsy garbage. It's all Etsy garbage.
Yeah. So Schlatt took the master bedroom, as you'd expect.
I took the master bedroom.
Literally instantly. I showed up after my 12-hour toll travel situation.
Should've
got a nice
finder's
little,
keepers.
Nice little twin bed.
Finder's keepers. The two nightstands to the side of the beds in the master bedroom, the drawers slide right out, fall on the floor. The nightstands are like literally a foot tall. The bed is just on the floor.
So when you see a drawer, do you just pull it all the fucking way out and say, "God damn it!" Like,
drawers are usually.
Schlatt gets into a new Airbnb and he brings a hammer with him.
And he looks for
cabinets. He's like, "Is this hammer proof?
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Is this coming all the way out?
Am I out of line?
I think
the one TV in the entire house, no other TVs anywhere. The one TV does not work. Does not work. Two remotes with batteries in them. Do not work. The laundry situation, there's no detergent. There's no fucking fabric softener. We have to go and buy it ourselves.
Yes, that is actually standard in most rentals.
You probably have an
What do you think? Okay. So this is your ideal.
The Wi-Fi just shuts off after the first day.
Okay.
There's no Wi-Fi in the house anymore. There's no internet. No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
The Wi-Fi is gone.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The Wi-Fi is gone. I'm telling you.
You are living in a fantasy
the
world.
The Wi-Fi is gone.
So let me break this down Barney style for you.
Okay, listen. Why don't you break it down PUBG style?
I'm going to break it down Barney style you're not even old enough to be watching or playing PUBG, you little shit. Schlatt's ideal Airbnb situation is that they roll out the red carpet for him. They roll out the red carpet for Schlatt. He walks down. There's two fucking tuxedo dress servants that say, "Hello, Mr. Schlatt, welcome to the abode." They put all of his fingers covered in fucking Super Bowl rings for some reason. And he walks in, fridge is filled with Wagyu and fucking Voss water.
This is just a gross misappropriation
of
what
I expect. No, it's
from
not.
From a house that we are renting
it's
in
not.
The Hollywood Hills.
It's not.
For our fucking production week.
It's not.
I want to be comfortable in the fucking house, Ted.
Oh my God. You're a little bit of a dramatic little guy.
Maybe I can go home after a nice recording session of being tired after the fucking shoot and watch TV? No. Maybe I want to play Clash Royale? No, I lose connection because there's no more Wi-Fi in the fucking house.
Where's the router? Maybe in one of the drawers?
No, the drawer fell out.
Where's
the drawer's
going?
on the fucking floor.
This guy's got a private chef at home. He's got his.
No, I think I know exactly what you want.
It's a chef that makes food and delivers it to my house.
You're basically
being cheaper than DoorDash.
You're the definition of you are the bourgeoisie, is what you are.
I think it's undeniable to say that everyone at this table makes more money than everyone watching.
Really?
Yes.
What if Obama is watching?
Obama's not watching.
What if Jeff Bezos is watching?
Then donate.
Then donate.
Then give us more. I think what you want is someone to go around the city limits of Austin and attach balloons like up to pick up not just your house but the entire city.
Any
fly
convenience
over
that
LA,
he could possibly
fly it over Los Angeles and drop it.
Any convenience.
I think that is the only time you would be happy.
Any convenience that Schlatt knows from home, he needs to be immediately available to him in his vicinity, or else he.
But it's not just the house either. Like, I know it would only be safe to assume like a 20-mile radius of convenience.
Yeah.
Listen,
so
man,
just pick the whole thing up and drop it
where it
needs to be.
Listen,
I'm not wrong, am I?
Don't.
We've been listening for a long time to your garbage.
You're not wrong. It is just crazy to me that when you pay the amount of money we are paying for this house, that it is not a decent living experience.
Is it not a decent living experience?
It's a decent living.
It's a decent living
experience. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's
like,
just,
maybe go
it feels like.
So what was that whole conversation?
There's just a thin layer of shit over a that is put over a nice house by the fucking Airbnb person who owns the house. Like, dude. You're getting a 1-star from me. I'm going to Verbo.com.
It's a nice.
The TV doesn't work, man. The one TV.
It does
the
work.
Like, I've seen you. I
we've been watching.
You guys were watching.
We were watching Smiling Friends on it.
No.
It's just no. It's just,
no.
What do you mean? No.
Through fucking laptop and HDMI cable.
So we got it to work. It's not like the
TV
has a. It's not like the TV is shattered or like somebody went after it with a crowbar.
Black
it's not
mirror.
Like it's not like there's
Black
little
mirror.
It's not like there's the floors are like covered in literal shit.
Can you let me be angry for once?
No, I don't think I can actually, because that's most of what you do. Can you let yourself be happy for once? That's a question I should be asking you. Will you let yourself let go of all of your
happy.
Problems in your
I'm
life?
I'm happy whenever I'm not in this fucking city. Some switch.
It's not even real.
Some switch
it's
just
not
flips.
Even like a real problem. He doesn't actually have any issues with LA.
I
this
would
is
be
all
scared
a farce.
Or I would be more
oh,
scared if he was
you
want to
talk
about
LA?
You are the
you
definition
talk about
of pastiche.
LA right now.
You are just a pastiche human.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean, Ted?
What does that mean?
I'm not even going to explain it. I'm going to think.
Define pastiche.
No, I'm going to let all of the. I'm going to let all the cool people at home that know what pastiche means.
None of them.
Understand.
None of them know what pastiche means.
Borif knows what pastiche means.
Borif, don't say a word. Ted. Please.
I'm just gonna ruminate with pastiche the fact that you guys don't know what pastiche means.
Ruminate? That is not the fucking correct use of that word.
I'm gonna ruminate in the
You're
feeling.
You're not gonna ruminate.
I'm gonna ruminate with the feeling that you guys don't
He's
know.
He's not even using ruminate.
That's what
right.
That's what cows do.
I'm gonna give
cows
you guys a bit
on grass.
So no,
what
they
is
don't.
Pasti-
cows
what?
Graze on grass.
No, they
when you ruminate over something, you're thinking about it. You think cows think?
What is the word I'm thinking of?
Borif, don't
Rumination.
Say anything.
And just like that, these boys are so confused. Their minds are turning to putty as I have defeated them with the power of my
damn
mind.
It.
It's
he
all
did.
The, it's all the smoke.
He did me. I'm pastiching out,
I'm like
dude.
A man from the future doing a podcast with a couple of cavemen. That's what's going on right now. I've got a couple of cavemen on my podcast. Look at you. You look like a fucking Flintstones character, you piece of shit.
Jesus.
Might as well put a fucking bone through that hair fucking shit you got going on. Give me a break. You look like a fucking... You look ridiculous.
Listen, I'm going to get in
Do you walk into a room and you're like, oh, I look really cool. And you seriously think that.
Schlatt, I'm going to say one thing to you. With that haircut, you should be trolling us.
It's got to be a joke. It's got to be a joke. You put that on, you're like, man, I look good. Really? Really? Yeah, do a little bit of crying. Do a little bit of crying.
Mm-hmm. Borif, do you like the city of Los Angeles?
It's a marriage of convenience based off the location.
Exactly.
There are nice parts, though.
Would you rather live somewhere else?
Name a place.
Wichita.
Yes.
Wichita?
Yeah, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. You would rather live in Wichita, Kansas.
In here? Maybe he just really likes Wichita.
Yeah, but what? Okay, but the value of the land is also based upon what's around it. Like, what's around a house? If you buy a house in Wichita, Kansas, where are you going to go? Like, the bowling alley that hasn't been refurbished in 75 years, and the only person living there is an 80-year-old woman. I hope you're not from Wichita, Kansas, and I'm just like... It, but if any of our listeners are from Wichita, Kansas, I mean that literally. But
there's
not
like
if Boris.
There's like one guy out there.
Yeah.
Sobbing
and he's
right
like,
now.
He's like, but I'm from Witchy Witchy. Witchy. He's dogging on my town, Witchy Witchy.
Boris, what about Camden, New Jersey? Would you rather live there?
That's a specific town in New Jersey.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
I guess they have a bar there. It's probably great.
It's probably great. Listen, all I'm saying is. No one actually wants to live in L.A. No one does. It's all because it's just fucking
true.
Convenient to be there.
Yeah, I think that's
if it
true.
Was, listen, if you could get why people come to L.A. and it was anywhere else in the world, they'd rather do that because L.A. is a shithole.
Okay, but also, can't you apply that same set of logic to Austin?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
Then what is
the
point of what you're
the
saying right now?
But
it's a generally more pleasant place to be in.
But if you could apply that, but you also have a deep freeze the last, like both years that you have lived there, where you lose power.
So?
All of the roads are closed. All the businesses are closed.
People die.
I can't name a time that's ever happened in L.A.
Yes, Ted, but.
The power grid shuts down. And you had to live off of beef jerky for a week straight.
And our senator went to Mexico. He actually left the country.
Your senator left the country. Not just the state.
No.
The country.
He was trying to be a good dad.
What?
And it's okay to make mistakes.
That's what he said. He was trying to be a good father for his kids who wanted to go.
Do you think he was a good dad?
Yeah. Listen, I'm saying this.
The Flintstone is coming out.
I want to make this completely clear. If I could get the main reason I moved to Austin,
then please. Yeah, but definitely.
Which is to be around people, yeah. And secondary, I guess, would be the tax situation and generally just paying less for things. Yep. If I could get that, if people were in New York City, surrounding area, I would be there.
You could move to Vegas.
I don't. Want to move to Vegas?
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to move to Vegas.
Why does anyone want to live in Vegas?
Tina lives in Vegas.
What is it? Okay, good for her.
Good for her, I guess.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
what is
no.
like
what
the?
Is it like the
I don't really know. I mean, here's the thing.
What the fuck was that?
I have to say. I mean,
that threw me off so hard.
I have to say. I mean, like, Vegas is definitely one of those places that I don't think I could personally get myself to move to because Vegas very much so feels like one of those places that you visit. You visit
once.
Vegas.
You visit once.
Yeah, it's like...
and you lose it all. And then
you
leave.
Lose it all on slots. And then you return home a shell of a man. But I find that confusing that you wouldn't live there because I feel like you'd be at home given that you already are a shell of a man.
It's kind of fucked up, man.
Bound out now.
Oh my god!
That's
your riff.
That's my riff.
Is that really his riff?
Scott, play my actual riff though. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, wow. Scott, hit us with the breakdown, guys. Feel this.
Wow, that was really good.
You like that?
Scott, just have it be silence for that, so we can ruminate in the awkwardness of that.
Scott, can you hit us with ominous drone number 7?
Wow. Wow.
Thank you, Scott.
Yo, Scott, hit us with an Arthur Benson classic from Epidemic Sound.
Are we talking about like this one of the sneaky ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I'm feeling sneaky right
who
now.
Who is that? That's not Arthur Benson. It's another guy.
No, it's Arthur Benson.
No, it's definitely
sneaky
Arthur
Snitch?
Benson.
No,
that's
Kevin
MacLeod. That's Kevin.
That's what I'm thinking.
Kevin
MacLeod.
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 Kevin, how do you pronounce your name? We don't know. This is like almost a YouTuber specific bit that we're doing right now.
Okay, let's do a regular person bit. Everyone has to live. So
let's do a regular person bit. You guys use Instagram?
No, let me
you guys like fucking
every Insta is just Insta,
pictures.
I don't know, Dino. Do you even know what Instagram is? You
Dino?
Fucking Flintstone.
Dino?
What
are you calling
what
me
are you
right
saying,
now?
Dude?
Dino?
Is that what you
There's
said?
A character in the Flintstones called Dino, isn't there?
Orf, what does ruminate mean?
Ruminate is you're thinking hard on something, and there is a Dino. There is a Dino in Flintstones. It's the dog.
Consider he was. How's it spelled, Borf? D-I-N-O? Consider it being pronounced dino, like fucking dinosaur, the era the Flintstones.
The bit is that it's
in.
Not pronounced that way.
That's, what are you talking about? That's so
because
stupid.
Because it's very clearly dino. That it's like their dog.
That's so stupid.
And they call it Dino.
Why do they do that?
Or if, was it called when there's a cow?
Why are you choosing right now to be so literal about the pronunciation of this cartoon character?
I just don't get it.
When they graze, when the cow grazes, it's a process.
It does not ruminate.
No,
it doesn't ruminate.
But it
man.
Does something. Something happens in there through
it
those
grazes,
six stomachs.
It sits there.
It doesn't just graze. The graze is just the act, but inside, the true magic begins. Borf, I know there's a word for it. I know there's. It sounds like ruminate, and it's something that happens in the cow. You gotta help me out here. Or is this just absolutely nothing?
Scott, throw this up on screen.
Sorry, I know I need to move on, but I can't yet. I have to know this. There's definitely a word for it.
What are we asking?
What are we?
He's
what are
talking
we about
fucking
what are we
cows
about?
Right now. Like, I don't even know.
Grazing?
I've been stuck on it. Yeah, let's fucking go, dude. I fucking told you. Yes, let's go. Let's fucking ruminate, dude. Get me out on a goddamn field, put my mouth to the goddamn soil, and let me cruise. Fuck you.
Oh, my God. Your veins are popping out of your neck right now.
Dude, he's roid raging.
No, he's choking right now.
He's choking.
I started to choke.
That
dude,
was
have,
a choke. That was,
no
that was a
idea.
Choke live on
for
the Chuckle Sandwich podcast.
For the past 8 minutes, I've just been here stewing, okay? I've been really trying to move on, but I know I can't. And
yeah.
I
guess
knew
we
kind of
gaslit you a little bit.
You did. What's gaslighting? You just made it up. Go ruminate on that.
Yeah. Whenever someone tells me I'm gaslighting, I'm just like, what? You fucking stupid friends tell you about that word?
Yeah.
What is it? It's big. Too big for you.
If you can gaslight, can you, like, is there, like, an electric equivalent, do you think? Because we're sort of phasing out gas now, right?
We are phasing
light
out
switching.
Gas.
Light switching.
Gaslight?
Like, electric.
Light switch.
Electric lighting.
Electric.
Electric lighting. Mm. Grilling. Oh, that's crazy because you'd be grilling someone too.
You could grill them.
When did everyone agree that it was like you could cook people?
I think they've been doing that for a while.
They've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a
Cannibalism
while.
Cannibalism is definitely a common thing
I've
throughout
been
history.
Stewing. Oh my God, I'm going to grill you. Let me stew on that. Whoa. There's a lot here, guys.
Yeah, we like to really put food things
it's
into.
It's almost like we have a. It's almost like we're a.
Like
a
we like
it's
eating
like
food.
We sort of.
What you guys will I'm just gonna say this, I'm gonna point this out just so people know for who watch this deep into the podcast is that
big chulk, by the way,
so I know I could tell.
Yeah,
I mean you're
it was a big chulk.
You're gonna start sweating and say, hello. So this table is going to grow in size for two episodes after this episode, and then it's going to shrink again. Don't be alarmed. This table just has a little bit of a problem. It's tight. It's spicy.
Table took some Viagra.
Yeah.
Table's about to.
And
yeah,
it was
it's about to. And actually just fed it.
Table right now flaccid. Table about to be hard.
Table would be hard. Table
about
to
be hard.
Table
about to
be horny.
Oh, I don't
pointy.
Really like the way
I said horny.
Oh God.
I said it's just
like
a weird voice.
You
don't say
yeah,
that.
You
no,
didn't
no,
like that?
I didn't like that. Uh-huh. I didn't like that one wheel bit.
Oh God.
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think, Schlatt?
Yeah, what do you think? Little guy over there, thinking about stuff.
Yeah, you're thinking. You're thinking real hard. You're thinking real hard.
I can see steam come out of your ears. You think?
Hey, Schlatt, I've got a challenge for you. Say something that isn't rooted in anger.
That would actually scare me more than anything.
Really?
Yeah. Like if he like one day we went to
say something nice about me and Charlie.
No, if we went to B&B one day and he was just like calmly came down and said,
"I
don't
like
this."
Hey, everybody.
I would be terrified.
I'm ready to start my day. I just walked downstairs.
I would actually like cancel the B&B immediately.
Well, it's funny because when
I'd be horrified
when he does his fake positive voice, he almost immediately goes back into his like 2017 commentary like. video essay Schlatt voice.
Maybe that was when he was
like main
happy.
Channel Schlatt voice. Yeah.
It was when I was happy.
Yeah. So you hang on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just try. Just say
try
something.
Say something nice.
Say something nice about Charlie.
You don't have. It's okay, man. You don't have.
Say something nice
it's
to him.
It's fine. I mean, I know that. You know,
just
I know what goes
just
on here.
Charlie doesn't trust me.
That's what? Not very. That's not.
Why would you say that?
Charlie doesn't trust me.
What does that mean?
I know it in my heart. He doesn't trust
this
me.
This isn't a nice thing. This is like, this is more of like an emotional insecurity.
Say something nice about a man who doesn't trust me?
I just think the trust is earned.
This is an interesting way to turn this around on its head.
Maybe not. We're not there yet.
How? Okay. Well,
I'm not saying there's a problem.
How can we get there?
You know,
maybe how can we get there?
Maybe it's a me thing, not really a you thing, you know?
So what do you need to do? What is your path to enlightenment?
That's not, there's some things I'm comfortable saying and some things I'm not.
Oh, you're
not
comfortable saying it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're at an impasse. Maybe we got to go ruminate about it.
I just think things have been different since you changed.
Since I changed?
Since you changed.
It's the ponytail, isn't it? It's been bugging you this whole time.
You're looking in the studio for bones.
Don't you dare talk about my all fours. That was a secret I was supposed to unveil later this month.
This came from me telling you to say something nice to him, and now you're yelling at him. Do you see what your problem is?
He's gonna run after me.
He brought up the all fours.
Well, I just thought that was a thing you were trying out.
He
you
brought
were
up the all fours. I'm telling you.
And you were looking. You were sniffing. You had your nose to the ground. You were looking for bones, and I didn't realize that was such a sensitive topic, man. You were looking for big bones you could put in your mouth
looking,
and run around with.
You've been looking at my fucking ponytail situation this whole time, and I can tell you it's been egging you.
Yeah. No, I'm looking you in the eyes right now.
No, you're not. You're looking above. You're looking. You're looking at my ponytail.
No.
And I can tell you're judging it.
Oh my God.
Is it? I'm sorry. Is it because my hair isn't long enough for you? Some might say my hair is perfectly sized.
No.
Perfect length, right, Borif?
Borif, don't give him that. Don't give him
some
that.
Might even
he's,
say
Borif
it's,
is shaking his
it's
head
above
right
average
he's
length.
He's shaking
Borif.
His head. He doesn't agree.
Above average hair
he
size.
Agree
you know,
with you.
You know
there's
we,
a long there it's long
what
enough.
What are you saying? what are you fucking saying?
It's long.
It's long.
It's a good time.
You know
dude,
when you know when there's
looks
that
like a fountain it sprouted
you
on
are,
your head.
You are so out of pocket for saying this.
I'm
you're
not
so
out of
pocket.
I'm directly in the pocket.
You're not in my pocket.
I'm in
a
pocket.
Let me tell you what's in my
Ted,
usually
in
my
pocket.
I'm
in a pocket just like a gate key in Mario Party, you motherfucker.
What are you saying?
Have you played Mario Party before?
Yeah, I mean you're a key in a pocket?
Yeah,
a
key for a gate in Mario Party. In Mario Party.
He doesn't know
right?
He doesn't know what you're saying. He's from 3,000 years ago. Look at him.
It just kind of feels like you like LA so much that you decided to make your hair imitate one of the palm trees.
It looks like you hate LA so much that you tried to revert it back to a time when nothing existed but caves.
Yeah, caves, and the only thing that you're missing is maybe go outside and take some of that Dave's hot chicken you're eating, maybe try to find a chicken bone in there, stick it in between that little fucking, I don't even know what that is. What is that? You know what you look like? You either look like a Chia Pet or one of those troll little kids toys that they sell. You look like fucking Trolls World Tour.
You look like you're
the
about
movie.
You look like you're about to scavenge and or migrate.
You look like a Smurf without the blue.
Thanks, guys. That's awesome.
You look like the Smurfs fought in the Civil War.
I need more slop.
Yeah. Oh, is that so? That's slop. So you finally admit it. That's what's in there. It's slop.
It's slop.
Slop. I need to fill more slop into my box.
Jeez. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, you know whatever.
No, I think I know exactly what you're thinking. I've noticed one thing on this podcast is that I am actually the only member of the three of us that doesn't have my earlobes connected to my face.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking.
I don't have a connected earlobe.
That's definitely
it's a
on
free
there.
Free fl- no, it's like free flying. You see that? Whereas your guys is it just goes
oh,
right
yeah.
into
hey,
your
Ted,
head.
Hey, Ted, are you so sure about that, man? Look at that.
He's got no. He's free flying.
Yeah.
But what about here? This one's like different.
I do what I want.
Do you see the other?
I do see it.
I got,
yeah.
Like,
he's abnormal.
Sort of have one of each.
You're like a half and half. Schlatt's just connected. You know.
You got a little bit of both.
Yeah.
My balls actually work the same way.
It's just one sack, and the balls kind of just ruminate. Yeah, yeah. Ruminate.
They ruminate.
They just think.
Sure. Yeah, they just think down there. What do you think they're thinking about?
They're thinking about grass. This is what they're thinking about.
What's your guys' preferred fucking ball orientation?
Ball orientation?
Yeah. Your girlfriend just kind of left.
Yeah, Shay's been in the been watching the podcast, and she just got up and left when Charlie asked that question.
Okay. No, please tell me though.
What is my I'd say, you know, stacked or double Lance Armstrong is usually what
the
I go
double
for.
Double Lance Armstrong. What is that? Nothing?
No, that's just two.
Aren't you a quick one? Yes.
Nothing.
Duh.
Oh my God.
Lance Armstrong has one testicle.
Oh, I know.
So the double Lance Armstrong would be
two.
Two.
Lance
Armstrongs with
two
one
Lance.
Considering the fact that
Lance Armstrong had one less, you'd imagine that if you double up on Lance Armstrong, you'd get two of what he has.
So nothing. So you think that one times two is zero?
Charlie, I'm a ball half empty kind of man.
Even right now?
I'm a sack half empty.
Even right now?
Man. Yeah, man. That's what I am. That's what I like.
Ted, are you a ball half full kind
of guy? You're
doing
three scoops of that shit?
Four.
You're doing four scoops?
Jesus Christ.
You're going to have, like, heart palpitations with that much caffeine.
This is not caffeine. This is waifu candy.
Waifu candy? What is he saying?
Don't say what brand it is. They don't sponsor us. Yet. Who knows?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So what's your guys' goal for this week? I mean, you guys just seem generally pretty angry. I mean, maybe we could take care of that at some point. But
I'm honestly, after the whole rumination thing, I am chilling.
Yeah.
Well, you've been proven.
I'm feeling vindicated,
You know who's not feeling vindicated? Me.
Oh, yeah. No, get it all out. I mean,
Got it all out.
Really?
Yeah, I got
all of it?
Out.
Oh.
Well, there might be a little bit left.
A stinky one.
There might be a little bit left.
Yeah. Can you do that into the mic? Yeah. Listen to that slop slosh.
Yeah, wow.
What does scrunkly mean?
Scrunkly?
I see people saying scrunkly on Twitter.
I think it's just another, you know, Stan language. Mm. Scrunkly little guy or something like
that.
Or
I mean?
Something weird.
It's terrorist speak.
That's...
We've got a scrunkly little bomb planted under the studio.
Hello, I've got a scrunkly little bomb. Remember that time that we talked about bombs for a whole episode?
Yeah, it was great. Oh, I need to tell you guys this before the episode ends. So I was talking to Tommy in it the other day, and he was saying that it's weird talking to us sometimes because he listens to us in the Chuckle Sandwich podcast, and he kind of like disassociates us from real people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then he also said,
Tommy's parasocial with us?
Tommy is a little parasocial with us. And he also said, I'm sure that checks out. And then he also said that one of his favorite bits in the recent past was our bomb bit. Where we kept saying bomb threats. And he said, I thought that was so funny, and I really hope you guys bring back the bomb threats.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, if you can put in a word for me, like, I want like a few bomb threats to go in.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's actually funny because, Borif, underneath you right now...
It is a tightly packed package of C4 ready to go blow up if you don't agree
with
Schlatt's
opinions. And if you try to run, Borif, I actually have a scrunkly little gun here, so you won't make it very
funny. Gun that shoots bombs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Bomb gun.
So, Borif, as I hold the remote in my pocket, who's your favorite member of the Chuckle Sandwich podcast?
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I guess I should also hold my copy of the remote, huh?
Yeah.
Ted, do you have yours? Make the call.
My favorite member of the podcast, it has to be the sign behind
you.
Mm.
Damn. The sign.
That's good, Borif, but not
good
enough.
It is a good character on the podcast, for sure, but it's funny that you say that because that's actually a highly classified but newly released neon bomb that we brought into the studio.
And why did we put it right behind us? What were we exactly thinking about that?
Because it's a biochemical bomb, and it doesn't. We've got our DNA on the white list.
What? The white list?
And we've got our DNA locked down. Like, what does that mean?
We've got our DNA on the white list, and it won't bother us, but
you got,
everyone
you
else
got
is going to
be covered DNA.
Everyone's going to be covered in ulcers.
Mmm. That was infuriating when that was the wordle.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you used it in a sentence.
Yeah.
I stopped playing after they got bought out, by the way. Totally stopped playing once I heard that news.
Okay, it felt like a weird thing, too, because I'm not sure if it was because of that or just, like, because I lost interest right around the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What was this? Like, the day it switched, there was the weirdest word. Swill.
They didn't get harder, though. They didn't get harder since they changed it.
People keep saying that, but I don't think it's true.
Well, it's not true, because it's not true. The only thing that the
threes consistently, and I dropped down like fucking fours.
The only thing that the New York Times has done is that they've like removed a couple of words, but the actual word order for Wordle has been like, it's been set up for months to be like hundreds and hundreds of days out, because it's like they just fucking take a bunch of five-letter words and they just throw that in.
Yeah.
And that's all they need to do, and it's just like they don't need to touch it really. So, I mean, fuck you, I guess. You dumb little...
That's fine.
You know, it's a five-letter word. Bombs. Take that call. Oh, take that mixed call.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. It's JHB.
JHB on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast.
Hey,
JHB, you're on Chuckle Sandwich, dude.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, man.
Oh, whoa, we got a little bit of a collab going on with THB. Wow, this is great.
Hey.
Wow. Mwah. Mwah, I love you. I want to kiss you on the face. Ooh, I see you got a little bit of beard coming out of here. You're looking.
I'm trying to grow this.
You're looking nice. You're looking nice. You're keeping that tight. You're looking. Oh man.
Why does it keep going?
I love you so much, Ted. I miss you.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
What the fuck is going on? What is he doing?
It's kind of
all right, now it's on you, Schlatt.
Switch it. Right,
no, it seemed like you guys were having a moment.
Yeah, Minx. Yeah, oh, Minx. Thanks for going on fucking JHB show instead of ours. You could have been here today.
No, he didn't ask. No. Minx, he didn't ask you. I bet you got an email or something where it was 100 Thieves reaching out to you. There's no way that JHB reached out to you himself because he's afraid.
No, he's right here. He'll say he reached out.
I reached out. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I learned.
I don't want to talk to him.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You like my ponytail, bitch?
No, it's ugly. You look like
that little
fly from Flipstone.
Oh.
Oh!
Fuck you!
Wait, what's their name?
What's the name?
Don't know, baby girl.
It's probably close. It's definitely the baby.
Yeah, it is the baby.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It is the little ginger one.
Well, go fuck yourself. You look like shit too. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. Hope you're excited for Chuckle Week 2.0. We got a lot of good episodes coming up. We got a lot of guests besides Minx because she sucks.
Sucks.
I think it's fine. Yeah. See you guys next week on Chuckle Sandwich. Bye-bye.
Three dead on the 405.